And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back, and we have the amazing Greg Ferret here. Greg, you're becoming like one of my main partners here on the show. I think we do more video and more shows with you, and there's a reason. You're a super genius in terms of cyber protection, intel agent, you're an MD, a medic. You've got skill sets, and I need to help you with your health too, because when they renditioned you, they, even though you still have these amazing super talents, they did you some harm, didn't they?
Boy, did they. You know, like I said, virtually my entire right side, a hemispherical paralysis took place as a result of my...
Well, it was a paralysis or a sensory nerve loss. I think you mentioned that your sensation was...
Right.
That means a temporal lobe effect on one particular side of the brain, which will cause a hemisensory disturbance, right?
Exactly. You know, like I say, from my left side of my neck, all the way down to my shoulder, arm, all the way down from my right leg, you know, it's all virtually numb, okay,
right,
and barely controllable. So, and this is a direct result of course, MK Ultra experience. Okay, when I was administered MKUltra drugs that are designed to wipe the memory of an intelligence operative out. Okay,
that's what I was given. Let me mention something else. Like I've been doing this for like half a century. Okay, so I'm not just a regular MD. Okay, I did functional medicine. I had a PhD in biochemistry before I even went into medicine 47 and a half years ago. Okay, so that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm, right.
And here's what I would say. I'm just talking about generically somebody like yourself who's gone through something traumatic, or they have, let's say, a head injury, or in a sport, or they had a car accident, or they were exposed to toxic chemicals. Let's say they were a person exposed to drugs like methamphetamines or some other drug, like, you know, or toxic dosage of drugs, say, in the ICU. There's three or four things that I would identify that I know you have. Number one, I can tell you have superior IQ. Probably you're in genius level. Number two, you have memory finding words. Number three, you have sensory problems, so you can't feel sensation in parts of your body. And that includes what's called word finding, which is tied to the hippocampus. Now, you know, I don't want to do a consult on the air, but here's what I would say to people. You need to understand that Dr. Deagle is here to provide you with three kinds of answers you're not going to find anywhere else. Okay? Number one, I can provide you the best integrated wellness care that integrates with surgery, medicine, intensive care, stem cell therapy, whatever, on Earth, the most advanced. Now, it may be more advanced in 10 or 20 years' time, but I'm one of the chief people. Number two, geopolitical. I have people on like Greg Ford, who is literally a super genius. This guy is talented, but he's been harmed. Harmed because he knew things that he shouldn't have known, that the deep state didn't want him to know. And thirdly, spiritual. Now, this may offend some people, especially people who have got their little dyed-in-the-wool version of some religion, whether it's Satanism, Druidism, Christianity, or whatever. But I have God on speed dial, okay? And when I'm lost, which is most of the time, I can ask a question. You can ask me a question, and I can either give you an instant answer or break the problem down to its parts. Not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I'm not more wonderful than a little black baby in utero that's going to be aborted in 2 hours in New York. Or the senior 93-year-old female who's been a great grandma. Or another individual might have done evil and killed somebody, but now he's repentant, he's a Christian in a prison. I'm not better than those people. Get that, it's truly okay. But God has given me superhuman talents. Not for my sake, but for yours out there. And when I bring on great guests like Greg Ford, I got to say this. This is really important. I am like a lamed. It means I bring forward people that have superhuman abilities to bring intellectual and spiritual and geopolitical mana to the population. Our civilization is dying because of lack of information. True information, the truth. As Jesus and God said, Yahshua HaMashiach, right? That God is truth. You can't do good unless you do God and add an extra O. You can't. No matter how intelligent you are, and a good example of that is Satan, the most intelligent created being. Now, I submit my IQ and my will to God, and he's taken and crushed me down so that I make a perfume ascend to his nostrils and say, you know what? Bill Deagle's my boy. He doesn't even pray on stuff unless I tell him to pray on it beforehand, because I don't want him to carry the burden of that knowledge, which I will give him if he prays on it. Now, what you're presenting today, and I want people to get this, you're presenting not just intel agent, MD doctor, medic, you know, super genius in terms of encryption with Bill William Barnsdale. You're presenting it as a geopolitical expert, but also you're presenting it as a spiritual prophet and apostle. We are at the end of history. This is the end of human history. History after this year will never be the same. And this is the year of the apocalypse. The Lord told me to say, finally say this after 60 years when I died at 8 and a half and went to heaven and God sent me back. He's finally given me a call to say today, this is something that I've never said, not even to the nuns in grammar school, my first wife, my second wife, my family, nobody. But I'm going to say this today, this is the first year of the apocalypse. And people are going to give you the truth to get through this apocalypse are people like Greg Ford in his book, Midnight Samaran, or other great Christians like Susan Lindauer. You know, people that are indwelt by the Spirit of their Creator God and want to give the truth, not just for their own sake, but for the sake of their fellow Christians and people who are pre-Christians and need to get saved so they don't just exist in a safe physical world, but in a spiritual world where we become a galactic empire of humans with extended lifespan, spreading across the galaxy and doing the will of the Most High God. So I want to say this today. When you're listening to Greg Ford, you're listening to not just an intel agent giving his opinion, you're listening to a prophet, an apostle. There were 12 apostles at the beginning of the tribulation of Jesus when he came to earth and he defeated Satan. There's 12 at the end. Now, every believer is going to get dreams and visions and words of God in their heart. If you're saved, you're going to hear from God. If you're not saved, you're not going to hear. You're wondering, I'm not hearing. He can do it in a dream or vision or just bring somebody to you. But I want people to understand there's going to be a number of people that are going to bring a crystalline, you know, just like scripture. It can be video scripture now. Because if you get his book or if you listen to the audio tapes, that in a sense, 10,000 years from now, those audio tapes with Greg Ford telling you these truths and what he went through as rendition will be considered like the Bible scripture. Did you know that, Greg? Our talks 10,000 years from now will be considered scripture, right?
That's nice to know, certainly.
And if it's not remembered, even if we're on a distant planet, those civilizations will die because they'll come under the judgment of the Creator God of the universe. I want people to know this, that we are transforming from a kind of a lowly fallen state of humanity. Remember Adam and Eve. Adam, according to the experts like Jonathan Gray, was probably 18 feet tall and Eve was 13 foot 6. These people lived over 900 years. And then they probably would have lived longer if they hadn't fallen from grace. Do we realize how much humanity has fallen? Do we realize the judgment on our human race where now our fertility and our IQ and our population is contracting in terms of health? The amount of ADD, ADHD, and dementia and cancer rates? We're under judgment, people. And if we do not repent and get the right nutraceuticals and right health into our technology, get rid of things like 5G and have cyber protection for our information, there's so much disinformation now, you have to have a news anti-nauseant to turn on TV now, even Fox News. It's disgusting, isn't it? And if you go to church, the word church, by the way, is pagan, you go there, and if you know scriptures and you realize it says 2 Peter 2:10, no scripture is a private interpretation. In other words, the Bible's like a giant mathematical equation. It interprets itself. And God is so clever, he puts the questions in the New Testament and the answers in the Old. Is that wild? That shows that the author is not a prophet or an apostle. It's God. Get it, people? This is the end of history. This year, this month, this day is the start of the end of the beginning of the whole new age where God is going to transform and unveil. That's why it's called apocalypse. And people like Greg Ford are going to apocalypse you. He's going to give you truth that you need to pray on and hear the urine and thumb and stones of your soul. Is this true? And if it's true, what's going on in Iraq right now with the killing of Soleimani? What's going on? Yesterday we had Susan Lindauer, where she mentions the Turkey and Erdogan, the most arrogant Muslim maniac in probably modern history, combined with Iran, are shipping three air flights a day into Libya to counteract, to support the Muslim Brotherhood, who were voted out of office, and to destroy the Libyan people again. Do you understand that we are at the point now where Iran is saying they're going to enrich uranium to weapons grade and they want to strike Israel, death to America, death to Israel? Do you understand we are at the precipice of the end of history? Do you know that, people? Do you say, do you feel gut-wrenching? Oh my God, I hope Deagle's not going to go there. We're going there today. But do you know what? God is with us. God is with us. And he's with you when you're being renditioned to say, you know what, I'm not going to let Greg Ford be killed. He's been harmed and he carries the scars of it. I'm going to let my servant, Greg Ford, who will become an apostle and a prophet at the end of the age, and he's going to be brought forth by people like Deagle who are going to say, you know what, that book is not just to entertain you and scare the heck out of you. It's to transform you into a national state of repentance for America, who's done more good in the world than anybody, and also more evil. What do you think? Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that introduction, Bill. Okay.
You deserved it. Let me tell you. I don't think, you see, you go to book tours and you go to other things, and people say, yeah, great book, really interesting. Probably freaks them out. You have to have a spiritual response to your book, not just a geopolitical. It's a call to repentance, isn't it? Repentance of our intel agencies, our military. For example, one of the pardons given to the SEAL shouldn't have been done by Trump. He should have been sent to a mental institution. This guy's a nut. And he should have been caught early before he starts renditioning and killing people in the battlefield that are unarmed. Okay? There's rules of war. Right?
Chief Gallagher case.
Right.
Of the Navy SEALs, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So you know, we need to be first children of the Creator God of the universe. We need to not only consider Him as our Father, but His laws as immutable. God doesn't negotiate, does He? Does God negotiate? No.
He doesn't negotiate.
He gives us grace and time to repent, and then when grace is over, it's judgment time.
Certainly. Now, you were asking, what do I think about what's going on?
Yeah.
In the last 72 hours, well, I'll tell you, my head is spinning. If I am capable of saying that, I am amazed and I am dazzled, okay, by what has happened in the last 72 hours. Okay, first of all things, who do I get a call from? I get a call from the very same people who renditioned me, okay, who strapped me to a stretcher, tortured me en route into Germany from Iraq, you know, and completely fried my brain with MK Ultra drugs designed for wiping the memories
of high-level
intelligence operatives. Yes, okay. They called me and they said, "Hey, well, look, hey, you know, put it behind you. You know, put all this behind you and come be our consultant. We want you to be a consultant."
You're kidding.
And of course.
Well, we're going to go on break here in a minute, but when we come back, we're going to hear a lot more from Greg, not just my big intro. You've got to tell us this, because these nervy characters, these luciferic characters, after they damaged your brain and renditioned you and tried to kill you if they could, or wipe your brain clear, they want you to be a consultant? You've got to be kidding.
They made it very clear, by the way, that now they look at the damage that they've done, and of course, I have no problem bringing to the public, and announcing the damage that they've done.
Yeah.
Okay, with the American people. Okay, they said their first statement was, "We wish we would have killed you. It would have made things a lot simpler."
Yeah, I'm willing to bet they would have. But now that you're speaking out, they're freaking out.
Do you have? have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
That was in the background. That was our board op signal. 10 okay. seconds.
The reason I ask about Hezbollah is years ago, I was in Germany in the cellar of a building, and that was my intelligence cell. And I was doing research
We're going live now. So right. I want to hear the story about the Hezbollah in Germany and so on in a second. But I want to do a little. I know that when they called you, and I can't believe the nerve of these characters calling you to try to recruit you to consult. Now I have no idea why they would want to consult. They can read your book, they can listen to the interviews on Vimeo and here at CRN Talk Radio, and they have the nerve to say they want to consult you. Here's what they probably want to do, and I'll just put this out here. They probably want to talk to you, see if they can spin the story so they can take the pressure off. Because, give an example. Right now, people say, well, do you support Trump? I said, no. I said, it's all very conditional. Do I support the Democrats? No. Definitely not the Democrats, but Trump is very conditional. The fact is, the man operates the presidency like he's a game show host. Right? He doesn't listen to people like me and Don W. Spring for 2.5 years trying to get through to the knucklehead. And then he not only kills this guy, Soleimani, which is, you know, he's justified to kill him because he's a bad guy. I know from what you've told me and my other sources that Soleimani was lured into what's called the kill zone. You know that, right?
Yes, he was lured into
A kill zone in the green zone of an area where he thought he was safe. In fact, Soleimani traveled to the area on a commercial jet so he couldn't even be tracked and blown the aircraft out of the sky.
He was traveling on a diplomatic passport.
Exactly. Now you got to understand what's going on here, okay? I saw a comment the other day, and I'd like to take things with a large grain of salt, like a half a ton grain of salt. Big grain. I saw Rouhani make a comment on Fox, and he says, you know what? Wherever America goes, terrorism follows. And I'm thinking, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is this true? And the Lord said, yes, Deco, it's true. I'm thinking, dang, that's not good. Okay. Now, I know I'm talking to people like you and others. Okay. Somebody tried to call me while I'm on air. So what people don't understand is that America created ISIS. America created Al-Qaeda. America took out Mossadegh in Iran because he wanted the British Petroleum Plastics Company to set up a plastics and petrochemical factory in the 1950s in Iran. These are not stupid people, okay? They go to PhDs in petrochemicals and so on. And in fact, before they pushed all this Wahhabism garbage and so on, and sectarianism, women were just as many doctors and lawyers and so on as others. Arabia. The British, for example, in the 1920s, took Wahhabism, which is a bizarre idea from Basra, Iraq, that was transported by the crypto-Jews we call the Saudi family, who went and moved to Saudi Arabia in the 1830s, and the British high-level masons said, you know, this is a really good idea. We'll use this for tyranny to control the other 17 royal republics inside of the air territory we're going to call Saudi Arabia. It was completely a British creation. People don't get that. So when Rouhani says, wherever America goes, and their British buddies, the two lions of Judah, they call them, terrorism follows because we create it. We foster it. We took out the Mossadegh, and we put in the Shah, and Shah followed orders, just like Mr. Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, or Saddam Hussein, recruited in 1958 by George Bush Sr., from the Ba'ath Party in Baghdad, on the street by George Bush Sr., okay? These are not open to your freaking opinions, people. These are ugly, nasty facts. America is around the world with the British creating havoc and destruction, including setting up the Soviet Empire, Soviet Russia, and killing the royal family there, the emperor, right? And setting up the communist
Chinese.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And the same with the communist Chinese. You know that the communist Chinese didn't have a pop gun, and all the guns the communist Chinese used to kill their own citizens came from the United States. Did you know that?
And the drugs to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. And now listen to this.
Right.
I took care of military personnel that marched into St. Petersburg, right? and marched and took over with American troops from South Carolina and Canadian troops called Highlander Division, and I took care of them. I was their doctor back in the 70s at the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver, and this guy's dying, so he's telling me the whole truth. He's giving me a dying confession, all right? That, in fact, he and their fellows marched in and took over Moscow, took over not only Moscow but St. Petersburg, and held it for the so-called the Jesuit-trained and controlled atheistic so-called Jews that were basically Khazarians, if you want to call it the Khazars. And the Soviet Revolution was not internally generated. It was generated by the British and the Jesuits. The same with Communist China. And they even gave a warning to the rich and powerful in China, get the heck out. So guess where they moved? They moved to Taiwan. All their gold, all their technology, all the rich and powerful Chinese got the hell out and went to Taiwan. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
I bet you do, but most people don't. They don't have a clue that behind the scenes, even the United Nations, which is basically a shadow of the Eighth Empire, which is in the Bible, is run by the British, because all these nations are Commonwealth nations, and the United Nations sits on a slaughter field in New York City. I called. You know, I'm not being sarcastic here. They call it Jew York City. Look, I'm a Hebrew. Okay? I want you to understand, modern Judaism is not the ancient praisers that worshiped around Jericho. Modern Judaism are wizards. They're Khazars. They're Khazarian faith, which King Balaam 9 centuries ago decided that, hey, we're not going to become Muslims. We're not going to become Christians. We're going to become Jews. And you have to understand that their own geneticists have proven that 98% of the Jews are in control, including Netanyahu, are the same people who would attack the caravans coming across from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year. My family and my mother's side, which are the Bashas, owned that caravan for thousands of years, the biggest caravan. So I know this personally in my own family history. And these same maniacs, it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. And we're going to get Daniel Patrick on. He's in Europe right now, who wrote the book about this. But I know from other sources, okay? I have ugly, nasty sources. I even want to get trained 20 years ago by a 8-year trained rabbi from New York City to train me in Hebrew 28 years ago. And he came up and he said, you know, because you're a Hebrew, I'm going to tell you straight up, you idiots who believe in Judeo-Christianity are morons. We're wizards. We summon demons. We control the nature of reality. We run everything. Now, I don't believe in anti-Semitism, but I want people to know there's a small fraction of the highest level Masons, and every one of their Masonic symbols looks Hebrew, but it's not. It's Druidic. The Star of David is not a Star of David. It's the Star of Ashtoreth. It's a Druidic symbol of human sacrifice of children in the spring. Did you know that?
I'm reading something I just got from Barbara. So keep talking. I'm reading this, and it's rather important.
So what I want people to understand is that America, when you talk like this and you tell people about this Navy SEAL or about the rendition, about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, it's a call to repentance for America. And I don't see repentance so far. I've seen not a minuscule fraction. Not one church has asked me to speak either on audio or video link, which I'll do free. I'll raise money for them. Or to bring in people like you. If we could, you and I could speak in a church, even video link, we would make people cry in their aisles and fall down their face and cry out to God to say, what evil has America done in the world? May we repent nationally for what we've done, spreading abortion worldwide, spreading tyranny worldwide, creating the state of the New World Order worldwide, and ready to collapse the world economy toward the mark of the beast, which is going to come from America. Not coming from Moscow, not coming from Johannesburg, not coming from Tokyo. It's coming from America. No one else is saying that except for Dr. Bill Deagle. Period. I'm it. For 21 years since I went to the Prophecy Club. And I have so much persecution, you wouldn't believe, from family, friends, colleagues, and so on, and the media and intel agencies. You would not believe the vast array. And I'm going to put it in video clips on my private Vimeo channel. But when I bring forth people like you, it's a call to America to repent. And that includes you, by the way, Donald J. Trump, Mr. Arrogance. we're going to get through to you one way or the other. You're going to either talk to us now or at the judgment seat. One way or the other, you're going to talk to me and Greg Ford. You're going to talk to us. One way or the damned other. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, while you were speaking about that notation, historical notation, Bill, I got a note sent to me from Barbara, and she said she just got the word that, yes, Iran is going to retaliate. It's in the works. It's going to happen. And if we lash out, you know, in any way, shape, or form against Iran, they will directly target Israel.
They've already called for the death of everybody in Tel Aviv and Haifa. They won't attack Jerusalem because they believe that Muhammad left there and flew away on his horse into space. Okay?
You're right.
But they will try to use missiles. And I can tell you right now, you see, I don't believe in negotiating with maniacs. Now, we are maniacs, but they're maniacs too, right?
Now, the big secret is who can out-maniac the other, correct?
Well,
That's what we're moving for right now, all right?
Well, the reason is we always have a reaction and a counter-reaction, okay? Why don't we trump all the counter-reactions and reactions dozens of moves down the road, okay? Number one.
Okay.
If we actually decided to have total cyber protection so they couldn't attack into our power grid and our water treatment facilities and air traffic controllers, if we decided to use space-based weapons to take out all their radar bases instantly without harming or killing anybody, if we decide to shut down the internet in Iran, which we can, and all financial transactions, and any interactions financially between any of our so-called allies in Europe, or say our biggest problem with Iran is not Rouhani and the Muslims there. They're reacting like a wild animal that's caged. Our biggest problem is our so-called mushy, greedy allies in Europe who want to still do business with Iran. And Iran basically believes it's craziness, the 12th Mahdi, that if they attack Israel, they're going to bring about the Islamification of the world. In fact, they prophesied, people have to know this about Iranian prophets, they prophesied that when Jesus comes back, he's a Muslim, and he beheads Christians and Jews and atheists that don't convert to Islam. Did you know that? He's not coming back to convert you or save your country. He's coming back to behead you, according to these maniac Muslims. People don't know that, do they?
That is the concern I had when I went down into the bunker in Iraq looking for weapons of mass destruction. I was concerned whether I was going to have my head cut off on the internet. Okay.
Right.
And my second concern was if I was going to trigger, okay, because the whole bunker was completely dark. All I had was to see for light was my infrared light that I was carrying on my vest, my combat vest. And so I was deeply concerned either I was going to suffer the indignation of having my head cut off with a sword, broadsword, on the internet, or possibly something else, being burned alive in a cage, somewhere along those lines.
And
that's why I kept my gun, okay, kept my American gun trained on the colonel. The Iraqi colonel that was with me, showing me our weapons of mass destruction that we had sold to Saddam Hussein because he was a CIA operative since 1958. I would like to talk about, if I could, Bill, I'd like to talk about what has happened the last 3 days. All right?
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to break here in a minute, but I want you to talk about that when we come back because people have to understand. I believe the globalists, the bankers, the people manipulating Trump want a big war, because if we go into a new election in a war, they're not going to remove a war-based president. They want to collapse the world economy, they want a Middle Eastern disaster, and they want to bring about the mark of the beast. And believe it or not, this year with 5G network and 6G and the world ID, that's where we're moving to a war footing. It's not just killing Soleimani, it's moving to a war footing for a purpose to bring about the mark of the beast. Okay? You don't get it, people? You're gonna get it today, okay?
Are
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And we're back with the amazing Greg Ford. Greg, I don't know if you want to do some audio or some video afterward. We need to put you on video. You're not back at your home yet, though, right?
No.
Maybe tomorrow. But
tomorrow I will be.
We can get you an audio, though, if you want to do like an extension of what you're saying today. But you have something to say about Trump and the skiff, because this is important. I heard some similar comments from Susan Lindauer yesterday, and believe it or not, I have to hold back because it's hard for me to not interrupt my guest. But today, you got this last segment. Tell us what the heck's going on with Trump and the skiff, and part of the reason why he terminated Soleimani. And, of course, it's following the banker's plan, because if you create a big conflict in the Middle East, you guarantee a collapse in the world economy this year, right?
Certainly.
Or early next year, right after the election. I guarantee it. Right now, you cannot take a war president out. It's against the constitutional law. If you're in a state of war, there's no way. And, by the way, the Democrats, they're going nowhere. I mean, I think that this idea of trying to impeach Trump is ridiculous, even though Trump is a moron in some ways. And I support him if I can get through to him on whistleblowing about nukes, Russian nukes in La Chila Island and Venezuela, how to deal with health care, debt, health care resolution to not get rid of insurance companies, but completely re-engineer how it's done. But the thing is that Trump is out of control. And I want you to explain how he's out of control. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Trump can be anticipated, all right? It's real simple. Look up a book, the book on quotes from Roy M. Cohen, all right?
Right.
What would Roy M. Cohen do? The consigliere of the Bonanno family, okay? Right. What would Roy M. Cohen do? Trump doesn't have any kind of free political will. He only goes by what he was taught by Roy M. Cohen.
Right.
It's just that simple. The consigliere of the Bonanno family and the Buffalino family. All right?
Right.
Yeah, and if that makes everybody cringe or get a pucker factor, that's understandable. Because, yes, we have had a capo de tutti, okay, supreme leader of an organized crime syndicate in charge sitting in the Oval Office. Okay?
Right.
It's just that simple. All right? I can't make it any simpler, okay,
right,
for the American people. Now, okay, everybody's wondering what's going on with that skiff. Okay, I had somebody send me a picture. I do have the picture now.
Why don't you send me, when we do the video, when you get back tomorrow, why don't we put that up on the screen so you can describe this picture
and describe
what Trump is doing and how this would result in the termination in the green zone with a diplomatic permit of Soleimani.
What I'm saying, and we can do that, but what I'd like to do is put this statement out, is that our president, our fearless, brilliant president, okay, as I heard some idiot call him the other day,
right,
all right, there's a picture of him, and everyone can go online and enter in Trump in a skiff, okay, Trump in a skiff in the last 5 days, all right, Trump in a skiff, secure computer facility, in a skiff. And that skiff, by the way, is the White House skiff, secure computer facility on the White House grounds, okay? So now that's where this hyperdrama starts. Now, in this case, there's a picture. All you will see is a picture of a screen, computer screen, and you will see a missile launcher clearly in the desert. All right, in the desert of Iran,
right,
and on this missile launcher is something. And I might be rusty in identifying the type of missile and the nuclear yield that it's capable of carrying, but I will stick my neck out and say that it looks like a sunburned missile, okay, an anti-ship missile, all right,
right,
sunburned missile on that launcher in Iran, okay? Well, there's a man in front of the screen taking a picture. And this is beyond all comprehension for any intelligence operative, okay? You do not take pictures in a skiff. And for all your listeners, guess who that person is, Bill? Okay? Everybody, you turn up the volume and listen. That person taking a picture in the secure computer facility in Washington at the White House is Donald John Trump, DJ Trump, DJT, okay? It's just that simple. There he is exposing to the whole world the secrets, highly, unbelievably high-level classified secrets, okay, in a skiff, okay? And by the way, that skiff is the same skiff that intercepted his phone calls if you remember, the perfect phone call to Ukraine, all right? But the bottom line, okay, is that skiff, okay, that he's taking a picture of, the technicians said, OMG, Mr. President, what are you doing? And it's right there. You can see what his response was. He said, I'm taking a picture with my personal camera. Okay. They call that spying, by the way. They call that treason, by the way. And Mr. Trump took a picture of the screen of the Sunburn missile in Iran.
Sunburn missile are our missiles, right? What are our missiles doing in the desert in Iran, right?
No, that is an Iranian missile. Okay.
Right, okay, that's what I thought. So with Sunburn, basically, the Iranians are very clever. They've been given a lot of our technology to rebuild our missiles and Russian missiles in Iran. And by the way, they're smarter than even the North Koreans. The Iranians have actually rebuilt from scratch with the technology, including even the drones. So please continue. That's why I wanted to clarify that. The Sunburn can strike anywhere in Europe or Israel, and they're working on being able to strike anywhere in the continent of the United States as well, right?
And it's a mid-range missile, okay?
Right.
And it can be designed to either take out a city or take out a ship, specifically as a large ship, okay?
Right.
You know, if they hit a ship, every person on board will be dead, okay?
Right.
That's just that simple. So anyway, Donald Trump, okay, our brilliant leader, all right, said, yes, he is the president of the United States, and he can do whatever the hell he wants, okay? You can hear it on the video. You can hear him say that on the video, all right? So then, of course, this genius, everybody calls him a genius, unrecognized genius. Well, I'm sorry, I don't, okay?
Yeah.
He turns right around and puts that picture of himself on the Internet, taking a picture of a Sunburn missile and missile launcher.
Was that on Twitter or was that Facebook or Twitter channel? Where was it? Which social media? Which one?
Okay. Go to YouTube. Okay. But the bottom line being is that Mr. Soleimani saw that picture. Okay. And immediately Mr. Soleimani, being a hardcore, well-educated, extremely well-educated, tough Iranian general, you don't become a general in that military unless you really have your act together, both politically and militarily and knowledge-wise, okay? And so, quite simply, Mr. Soleimani saw that picture and said, okay, now I know the full extent of U.S. intelligence assets, okay?
Yeah, in other words, they know the location of missile silo sites in the desert in Iran, and they're ready to attack them because people have to understand we have space-based advanced weapons like rods from God. We've got space-based scalar weapons. We've got weather weapons. We can actually drop the temperature 200 degrees to turn the air into liquid nitrogen that can freeze you while you're walking. People don't understand this, and other countries don't quite completely conceive of the understanding that America has weapons that are already centuries, not decades, ahead of their so-called possible foes. We've actually given them nuclear weapons and missiles and other things on purpose. In fact, the JL-17 jet, which was being designed, we actually let the people in Pakistan have it through China. Let the Chinese hack in and actually build copies of the JL-17 Joint Strike Fighter and give 64 of them free, F-R-E-E, to the Pakistanis. Did you know that China did that?
Yes. Mr. A.Q. Khan.
Right. He's one of our functionaries. A.Q. Khan. And in fact, until the last few months of George Bush's second term in office, A.Q. Khan and his people in Waziristan had access to all the technology to make the most productive outside the United States and Russia nuclear generation facility for nuclear weapons. And guess who they contracted with? Saudi Arabia. They got CC-3 missiles from China.
Right.
Yeah, CC-3 missiles from China, because we wouldn't give them missiles. They got them from China, CC-3, back in 30 years ago, and they upgraded and upgraded and upgraded and have all these from China, Saudi Arabia does, And they guess where they got their warheads from? And they're armed to the teeth, so the eyeballs, they got it from Pakistan. And guess who's paying for it all? The Saudis. And we don't know all this kind of dirty dealing that's going on behind the scenes. And it doesn't matter if they're Sunni or Shiite. The Saudis are willing to pay billions and billions of dollars to get nuclear warheads from the Waziristani plant with AQ Khan. And we knew about it and allowed it to happen on purpose, didn't we?
So we end up with North Korea having weapons that can hit the United States right now. Okay.
Exactly.
Release that in the news.
But for 5 years, 2 years ago, I had an agent that was actually repairing my DirecTV satellite dish, and of course, I shared my security clearance. He said, "Oh well, I worked at CENTCOM until 2 months ago." I said, "So we did a data dump, and I had him on my show." He didn't realize I was going to convert it to a YouTube video, and it got everywhere. The intel agents listen to my show. They go, "Deagle, we're listening to your show for years." I got intel agents after the show that called me and said, "That was a great show, Deagle." Nowhere else are you going to hear this kind of stuff except on my show. Not on Coast to Coast, not on Alex Jones' show or Mike Adams or anywhere. You're going to hear more deep, dirty, bad stuff, including on our side. I mean, I don't say Trump is totally evil, but the man is under control, and he's out of control. And when he gives a seal this breakthrough, or when he hits Soleimani, and we don't know what the second, third, and fourth step is, I can tell you where the step is. They want a big damn conference so they can collapse the world economy and move us toward the mark of the beast and a world system where America and Britain and the United Nations dominate everybody. That they want us to surrender to world government, and they want America to have rendition camps where they're going to grab American citizens. They're advertising. I had Butch Paw on just last Friday. They're already recruiting the United Nations to get people that are going to grab American citizens and their guns and put them into civil detention. If you think we're making this up, you're not paying attention, are you? What do you think?
We have more people in locked up in the United States than ever before, than any other country, five countries combined. We have more people locked up right now in the United States.
More than any other time in history.
As I informed you, Bill, and your listeners, is that right. I designed the Violence Management Plan, the VMP program, for controlling violence in a institutionalized environment. All right? I designed it. I put it together with a couple of other associate intelligence groups, the Australians. Oddly enough, were a big help.
Right.
I put that together, and that was designed at the time to take over the largest prison population in the world. And we are there now. Okay?
Oh, yeah. And they want to expand it. You know, they have room for 24 million Americans in civil detention, both above and underground. And they have execution guillotines that were shipped in over the last 25 years from China. Did you know that? And AK-47s and other advanced weapons made in China for the drug cartels that are run by us and SAD. Do you know there's only one drug cartel, and the big one is CIA-SAD. They run the drug cartels, the human trade, and the organ trade in the world, run from America. I call it Eframerica, the beast empire. We are both the best nation on earth and the worst. We're both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. That's what we are. Which was most important.